like hell today. No POS gonna take a piss on my parade. I got too much life to live and too few shits to give. Ain't no asshole gonna make me feel like hell today.
And that was, I don't actually know what the name of that song is, but it's by Cooper Allen. I stole it off TikTok, so you know what? Look it up. But Cooper Allen is the dude's name, and, well, I like it.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates.
You're listening to Morgan's Meltdown.
Hello, welcome back to Morgan's Meltdown, the podcast, and I'm your host, Dave Morgan. Now, let me tell you all about the weekend just gone. Now, it started off on Thursday. Now, Thursday is March the 14th, and that is Steak and BJ Day. Now, I say BJ because, just in case, children hear this. Now, I'm sure I've said worse, but I don't feel like explaining that to them. So, for all you adults out there, that's exactly what it means. It's like the male Valentine's Day. So, it was Thursday. I was at home with my son. And before any of your minds go to the gutter, I'm not that flexible, and he didn't feel like a steak. So, God damn it, I'm not about to cook a steak for myself. Whatever I cook for me, I cook for him. So, therefore, I didn't get a steak, and as I said, I still have all my ribs, and I'm not that flexible, so that didn't happen. So then the Friday, I dropped him off at school, my day off work, and what was going to be a good day wasn't. Shit went sideways, things didn't go as smoothly as they could have. People got involved that shouldn't have. People put ideas into the universe that should not have been there. And yes, I'm going to be cryptic, and I don't need to put that shit out there either. But let's just face it, Friday was just sort of very, very ordinary. Now, Saturday, on the other hand, was fantastic. Elise and myself celebrated 3 years together. And yes, Saturday was fantastic. Now, one good thing was, I got to see her this weekend for one night. The unbad thing was, fucking English motherfucker. I only got to spend one night out of two because I had to come back because I had agreed to take Josh. Now, not a problem, but yes, his mum wanted to go to some concert, so only one night down the island. But you know what? There are worse things that could have happened. And Sunday was St. Patrick's Day. That is the day where I would normally be going out drinking with many, many other drunken revelers and celebrating the great St. Pat. Don't know who he is, don't know what he did, but you dress in green and you act like a lunatic. Sounds like a goddamn fun time to me. Well, because I had agreed to take Josh, I didn't realise it was St. Patrick's Day. Until it was far too late, and it was a case of bugger. So, Thursday didn't work, Friday didn't work, Sunday didn't work, but Saturday, freaking tops. So, in regards to all that, 1 out of 4 ain't bad, I guess. And I still have Josh. So, you know what? That's not a bad thing either. Plus, I've had Kane here a couple of times, my border collie. So, you know what? Strikes and gutters. That's the way I'm looking at this. Life is like bowling. There are strikes and there are gutters. So, it's like roller coasters. You've got to go all the way down to the bottom before you can really get to the top. So, you know what? I'm sure there are worse things that could have happened. Touch wood, thank God they didn't. So, yeah, as much as I bitch and moan and complain, you know what? It's not the end of the world. It's just one weekend out of my life. And I plan on living for a goddamn lot longer just to terrorize every bastard out there.
Now, you wouldn't know it from some of the things I've said over the years, but I like people. I do. I like people, but I like them in short bursts. I don't like people for extended periods of time. I'm all right with them for a little while, but once you get up past around minute, minute and a half, I got to get the fuck out of there.
So lately, the new wrestling game has come out, new WWE wrestling game, and my son Josh asked me, can we get it? I said, dude, really, what's the point? Do we really play it often enough? And then he asked, can we get a PlayStation 5? Because on this game, the graphics are better. And, you know, everything's better on the latest system and all this sort of jazz. So I was like, now I really could trade all the rest of the PS4 stuff in and try and do it that way. But is it necessary? I mean, really? Do I play it often enough? I'm sure he would. Is it really worth it? I'm getting a bit old for this shit now. Do I play video games that much? No, really. Most of the time I'm playing on my computer or my tablet or the Switch. I do still like my Nintendo Switch. So, yeah, I don't know. It's something that he keeps asking about. And it's like, let's try and hold this out. I really don't need to go buy anything else. Nothing else really needs to go under the TV, I think, at the moment. All it's doing is collecting dust under there at the moment. But on the other hand, it would be kind of cool to have a new gadget in the house. And anyone that knows me that likes, I like playing with my new gadgets.
Yeah, Patches. Oh. Are you sure that this is completely necessary?
Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Probably not.
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
Okay.
So after being told for the last 3 years that I snore like a goddamn buzzsaw, and I've actually stopped breathing in my sleep a few times apparently, that never affects me. But yeah, so tomorrow, well, Thursday, so who knows when this is going to come out. But as of the day of recording, which is Wednesday, so tomorrow, which is Thursday, I'm going to be doing one of these sleep fucking test things. I don't know what to expect. I think they're just going to hook a whole bunch of wires up to my head or something and monitor my sleeping for the night. So it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be very interesting because, look, I have sleep apps that sort of monitor, but how fucking accurate are those things? They get off your iWatch or your Apple Watch or whatever fucking watch and, look, I don't sleep the best at the best of times. I mean, never have. Could have something to do with this whole snoring like a goddamn buzzsaw. I do remember staying at, where were we? Albury Wodonga last summer? Not the one just gone, the one the year before. Josh and I shared a room. And, oh, my God, did he complain. He actually came over to my bed because, yeah, we were in the one room, two separate beds, and he came over and shook me awake just to tell me that my snoring woke him up. Well, excuse the hell out of me, okay? And poor Elise shares a bed with me when she's down here or whether I'm down there or... Yeah, it's a case of that poor lady. No wonder she sleeps with earplugs, which I did offer to buy Josh that time. But yeah, so hopefully this will get some sort of results and find out what the hell is wrong with me, besides the obvious.
This weekend safety brief. Don't add to the population. Don't subtract from the population. Don't end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you end up in jail, establish dominance quickly. Have a good weekend.
So it's come to that time. Time to wrap it up. Time to put this one to bed. Whatever the hell you want to call the end of an episode, I don't give a fuck. And, yeah, I've been listening to a lot more grunge again. No particular reason. I just like reliving my teenage high school years, my early 20s, where grunge was still good. So I thought, let's celebrate that and let's play a song from the godfather of grunge, the one who, well, a lot of people say he was the original one to do it. So Neil Young, and the song is Only Love Can Break Your Heart. And yeah, no particular reason for the song other than I hadn't heard it in ages and I played it and I'm like, oh, I forgot how good this song was. So, yep, I hope you fuckers enjoy it. And, yeah, I'll be back soon.
Apart.